And joining us once again on the phone from his home in Colorado Springs, Colorado, our friend Ben Foley. Ben, the president of ServeNow. And Ben, we talked about ServeNow. You gave us a bit of a history and what you guys do. And you talked a bit about the COVID-19 situation. And it's tough on everybody, but I understand that some are in worse situations and you guys are trying to meet those needs. Can you tell us a little bit about ServeNow's response to those throughout the world that are facing this crisis?
Yeah, so we've been responding actually on several different levels. First of all, when this first broke out, one of the things we were doing before the lockdown measures were put in place was providing medical clinics, hygiene kits. And when the lockdown stay-at-home orders were kind of put in place in different countries at different levels, there was a second crisis that's kind of developed out of this, and that's where literally millions of people, especially daily wage earners, are not able to work, and yet they depend on their work from day to day for income, for food, and so they're now facing very real starvation issues. And so we're providing food and care packages to really as many people as we can that are particularly the most vulnerable. And some of those most vulnerable actually include right now a lot of the pastors and their families that we partner with. So we partner with over 1,500 pastors around the world, often in very rural, remote, slum-like communities. And even they and their families are in dire need right now. So we've been responding on that humanitarian level. But we also have written this book that you mentioned earlier, called The Basic Things You Need to Know When Our World Falls Apart. And so our founder and I literally just wrote that book around this very issue of COVID-19 to deal with even not just the physical side of things, but emotional and spiritual issues that are arising out of this.
So is this book something you're handing out even as you're handing out food and supplies?
Yeah, that's what we're doing right now. It's being translated in about 15 different languages for 11 different countries.
Wow.
And we're getting ready to print that. Some countries were not able to print and distribute yet, but other countries were able to move forward and get that in the hands of people that we're providing food packages for.
We're talking with Ben Foley, Ben, the president of ServeNow. They are trying to help those who are being affected by COVID-19 throughout the world, especially those who are hit hardest. Ben, how can our listeners help ServeNow meet these needs?
Well, one way, of course, is through giving. Our website, weservenow.org, there's a way to respond to this. The food packages that we're providing are basically ranging, depending on the country and the part of the world, between $10 to $30 per family. But those food packages are literally giving people, again, not just meeting a physical need, but even giving them real hope for their survival going forward in the days to come.
WeServeNow.org is the website. You can have the opportunity there to reach out and impact people being impacted by COVID-19 around the world through ServeNow. And Ben, as far as the book, the basic things you need to know when our world falls apart, is that something that would be available to our listeners as well?
It is. It's also on our website. If you go to the books and study page, there is the option to be able to purchase that book in different quantity levels, whether you just want one for yourself or you want to, you know, buy several to be able to give out to others.
Check it out online, weservenow.org. Get involved. Help Ben and his team reach those who are being impacted by COVID-19, giving them hope, giving them the gospel, and giving them their daily food that they need as well, and their supplies too. Ben, thank you so much for getting up so early this morning out there in Colorado Springs and talking with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you so much for having me on.